So welcome to Rhythm Games. My goal here is to introduce you to different time signatures and see how they're all interrelated. That's basically it. There's a lot to it, but hopefully it'll be fun. Let's just jump in. First, you'll notice at the top of where it says the clapping guide, it has Konakal syllables. What the heck does that mean? Konakal is the South Indian language of rhythm. And I found personally that it's amazing to illuminate complicated rhythms in a way that Western notation does. Well, it can. Western notation can, but in my opinion, it's not as important to be able to represent things in Western notation. It's more important to be able to feel rhythms. And people, like whenever I do videos on this, people always write to me and say, well, yeah, but the notation is, and I'm like, so what? Screw the notation. The you know, kids in Africa grow up playing amazing rhythms in Cuba and other places, India, and they don't write it down. They just hear it and they can play it. And that's the main thing. So, but I did provide conventional notation as well for each rhythm, and we'll talk about that more. But for now, if you don't mind, you could say back to me for two. We're just going to say taka. So I'd like you to say out loud. Taka, 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 taka. Please do it with me. Ready? Three. Taka, 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 taka. From now on, that's our two, right? And then takita is three. We're going to go takita, 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 takita. And then for four is takadimi. Takadimi, 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 takadimi. Now, one of the things you're going to see is, like, not only are we counting each group of beats, but subdivisions within that. So if you look at the 2-4, it's in 16th notes grouped as 4 plus 4. In other words, if you want to be super accurate with your timing, you don't just go 1. This is a big thing with rhythm. The first thing you learn is subdivisions matter. Like, we talked about this last time. You don't just go 1, 2, 1, 2. It's going to be okay in terms of accuracy. If you want to be super accurate, you go 1-e and a 2-e and a 1-e and a 2-e and a, or at least you think that or feel that, and it's much more accurate. And in this case, instead of 1-e and a 2-e and a, I recommend takadimi, 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 takadimi. So let me explain more about that. I like Konakal because the first syllable is always ta, and you know exactly when it starts. Whereas the syllable one, well, where exactly does that start? Does it start like as soon as I put my lips, like it's hard to define where it is, where the downbeat is. And you know, and the same with E, like 1-e and a, like where exactly is that with a vowel? It's hard to, so in Konakal, the subdivisions and the beats are always in, they start with consonants. It's much easier to hear it. Mm-hmm. And then you could see the X underneath as I put where to clap. In other words, you'll go takadimi, 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 takadimi. That's two. So like 1, 2, takadimi, 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 takadimi. So that's pretty easy. I'm going to play a little tune, Shortening Bread, while you guys clap in the 2-4. So in other words, you'll clap takadimi, 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 takadimi. That's all you have to do. Is clapping two, and I'll go. If I keep clapping 1, 2, takadimi, takadimi. Okay? Any question about that?
No.
Good. Now we're going to move on to 3-4. You'll see why I didn't do any subdivisions later. But it's grouped as 1 plus 1 plus 1, meaning it's just takida, 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 tak. That's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. And the tune, keep on clapping. It might be 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Recognize is that tune, right? And then that's three-quarter time. Then if you do put subdivisions in the three, you can count it in the letter C as 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. Or you can count it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But the sound of it doesn't change. Like, even though we're going to count taka, 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 it's the same sound to the ear as when we had taki-da, taki-da. It's just one is subdivided and one is not. And so it's going to be the same tune, but now the way you're going to think is taka, 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 keep tapping. Okay, so let's go over that. You're going to just count out loud, go taka, 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 taka. That's how you're going to clap. Here we go. So one, and I could count over that like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, here we go. So you can you hear that B and C are identical in terms of clapping? It's just a different way of thinking?
Yeah, I believe so.
Good. And then letter D, well, as you know, the number 6 can be divided by 2 or can be divided by 3.
Oh, sorry. That was about... I checked the thing you were talking about. It made sense.
Yeah, no worries. So now I'm saying yeah. the step D, you know, 6 is obviously divisible by 2 and by 3. In step C, we divided it in three groups of 2, and now we're going to divide it in two groups of 3. In other words, taki da 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 taki da. Okay, and if I play ding ding ding, so keep doing that. So 1 2 3 4 5 6, 1 2 3 4 5 6. That's completely different from the 6 we had earlier. In fact, we're going to do, when we get to letter I, I'm skipping ahead a little, that we're going to actually get to the two against three polyrhythm. You can actually have, we're going to have half, like you play in, play the 2 side, and I'll play the 3 side, and it makes this great polyrhythm, and a lot of music stems from that. Because, you know, I'm no music historian, but Let's put it this way. Like modern pop, this is my boiled down music history in 2 sentences or less. Like modern pop and rock music they were descendants of like blues and jazz, which came earlier. And then blues and jazz have the harmony aspect of them is from European classical music. But also also a significant amount of influence from harmony, the blues harmony from Africa, as well as a huge rhythmic influence from Africa. So blues and jazz are a marriage of African and European, where the harmony is most, especially in jazz, the harmony is mostly from Europe, and the rhythmic component is from Africa, and in blues, it's a little more African in harmony and in the rhythm, not necessarily the classical influence in blues. That's my boiled down thing. And when you put, one of the key ingredients in African music is polyrhythmic stuff, and the most basic polyrhythm on the planet is 2 against 3, and we're going to talk about that. So we got between C and D, we had a big difference in the feel. Again, C was taka 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 taka. Please do it. Taka 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 taka. And then D was taki da taki da taki da taki da taki da taki da. Totally different feel. And then letter E, there's a ton of other ways, especially when you put 2 bars together. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but most of these is like, what, like taki da taki da taki da taki, like it's kind of like a front half and a back half. We're implicitly doing like 2 bars for each rhythm. Like this for letter D, you do taki da taki da, But then it always feels better when you do like four of them. Duck eat it, 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 duck, like a front half and a back half. So why not use that to our advantage? If we put two duck eat it, duck eat it together, then we got 12 total. And we could label that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Or we could label that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, which is called 12, 8. So letter E, I wrote 6, 8, bembe, which is an Afro-Cuban rhythm. We're taking the 12, and we're just doing any combination of 2s and 3s that equal 12. There's a lot of them. The one that's classic, though, is taki-taki-da-taki-taki-taki-da-taki-taki-da-taki-da-taki-da-taki-da. We'll do that slow together. All right, so first, just say the syllables with me. It's one taki-taki-da. Just say it back to me. Taki-taki-da.
Taki-taki-da.
And then two taka-taka-taki-da.
Taka-taka-taki-da.
So we're going to put all that together. Don't worry about the clapping yet. It goes taka-taki-da, taka-taka-taki-da. Taka-taki-da, taka-taka-taki-da. Taka-taki-da, taka-taka-taki-da. Should we go even slower?
No, I think I got it.
Okay, here we go. Just do it a few times until you feel comfortable.
Okay.
There's got to be a way to count it in, but I don't know, so I'll just start. Taka-taki-da, taka-taka-taki-da. Taka-taki-da, taka-taka-taki-da. Taka-taki-da, taka-taka-taki-da. Taka-taki-da, taka-taka-taki-da. Taka-taki-da, taka-taka-taki-da. Taka-taki-da, Got it.
Yeah, this makes way more sense to me than 1E and a 2E.
Good.
It feels better because I get like, oh, you can clap on a syllable, even though it shouldn't make more sense.
No. That's why I love Conical, you know, like.
It's like ta, ta, ki.
This is a great point, like, about if you had to play on the quote offbeats. According to this way of thinking, there are no offbeats. When you hit a note, that's the downbeat. This is the way other cultures think. In the West, we're like clinging to the one beat. And like, so let me give you an example. If you had the end of two, like one, two, and three, four, one, two, and three, four. For most people, including me, it's not that accurate. We're just kind of like bluffing where it's somewhere between two and three.
Yeah.
And we're bluffing. I mean, with varying degrees, you know. But if you did, now that was eight, if you broke it up into eighth notes, the whole bar, it'd be taka-dimmy, taka-dimmy. Right? If you had just one and three, right, it'd be taka-dimmy, taka-dimmy, one, two, three, four, taka-dimmy, taka-dimmy, right? So, but because I chose the end of two, we would do takida, and then the syllable for five is tadike naka. So just listen, like, takida tadike naka, takida tadike naka, takida tadike naka, takida tadike naka, as opposed to one, two, and three, four, one, two, and three, four, one, two, and three, four, takida tadike naka, takida tadike naka. The second one, even though they might sound the same in this instance, because I'm used to the end of two, it's not that hard of a rhythm. It's way more accurate in terms of thinking. And when you get something complicated, it's way nicer to do Conical. I'm glad you like it. Try it with me. Try the takire tadike naka. You don't have to say the syllables. But like you'll go, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's like the Billie Jean beat to me. Like when I hear that, I think like, can't, all right, now try it the old way. If I said, just do one and the end of two, back and forth. You'd go like, we'd go 1, 2, and 3, 4, 1, 2, and 3, 4. So you'd have to go 1, 2, and 3, 4. This is a great experiment right now because you did exactly what I was hoping you would do. You're less accurate.
Yeah.
So like, I'm happy about you're not being accurate. And then let's go back to Conical. 3 plus 5. It'd be taki de tadi ke naka, taki de tadi ke naka, taki de tadi ke naka, ke naka, taki de tadi ke naka, taki de tadi ke naka, taki de tadi ke. So that's great. This is your introduction to Conical.
Yeah, well, this is. Yeah, I mean, a part of what works is, I think everybody is familiar with breaking words down into syllables, right? And so it builds on that whole. You know, as opposed to translating and learning a new way, you just take something that's already in the background of your brain, which is clap on the syllables, and then you apply it in this other field.
So right, that's
instantly
right.
Instantly transferable.
That's right. I remember when I made some certain videos on YouTube about Conical, people would write in that they were like, "Oh yeah, I learned it as Huckleberry Pineapple," or all these, you know. English.
Oh, that's the stuff that, Mariah does with the kids.
Oh, does she
do? The way she explained it to me, I didn't understand what she was talking about. But
it's a similar thing.
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny.
Now I'm going to go home and tell her. I'll be like, yeah, Dennis taught me this.
I got one up on you now. I'm not messing around with no Huckleberry Pineapple. Yeah. I got some real stuff for you.
Oh, she's going to get so mad. I love him.
So this is great. We're at the bembe. We're going to repeat the letter E. I'm going to play along a little. Just to, it goes taka takida taka taka takida taka takida taka taka takida taka takida taka taka takida taka takida taka takida keep doing. Excellent job. Can we do it a little faster now? Like tak tak ida tak 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 ida tak tak ida tak 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 ida tak tak ida tak 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 ida tak 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 tak. Job so far, that's great. Next, so I was just playing a little melody that you could tap your foot in four over that, and I'm gonna demonstrate that a little, and then this is gonna lead us into letter F. See, because part of it is how all these time signatures connect, and I'm gonna show you how there's a connection between. We already saw the connection between 6/8 and 3/4, right? Now we're going to see the connection between 6/8 and 4/4, and then we're going to do 5/4 and 7/4, and then back to 2/4. There's a reason I left 2/4 out, but we'll come back to that. If I went, I sped that up to 190, where it's eighth notes at 190, so it's really 280. It may seem fast, but when you're counting. Tuck, tucky, the tuck, tuck, tucky, the tuck, tuck, tucky, the tuck, 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 down. You could actually feel that in four, like one and a two and a three and a four and a one and a two and a three and a four. One, two, three. Now it doesn't feel fast at all. So ga 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 ga. One, two, three, four. One, two. So here we go. I'm gonna. That's letter E. And then F. How did I do that? Did I lose you on the connection between 4-4 and 6-8? Were we able to hear when I went into 4?
No,
We're going to do it more. No. I think I tried to go out of order and it didn't work out. Let's go to letter F.
Okay.
When you hear, like, still counting in 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you go back to letter D, and you're like tucky the 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 tucky, you can see you're kind of clapping in two, like one, two, one, two. So if you extend that out, you go to letter F. Now it becomes 4-4, like 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. Tucky the tucky the tucky the tucky the two. And if we sped that up to 190. Dang it, dang. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Now keep doing that. And I'm gonna play letter E over it. Really cool. What you're experiencing is the connection between 4-4 and 6-8. You were playing letter F, and I was playing letter E at the same time, and they can easily blend together. Why is that? Because we subdivided letter F as four groups of three, which equals 12.
Yeah.
And we subdivided letter E as some different combination of 12, but it still works out in the end.
Yeah.
That's how polyrhythmic,
groups of four, right?
Polyrhythmic and polymetric things work like that. So you're doing very well so far. We're going to continue on letter G. This is 5-4, where you go tucky the tucky the tucky 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 tucky. Very good. Now notice I wrote 1 and a 2 and a 4 and 5 and. That is not a typo. It just, to me, it illustrates like where Western notation kind of breaks down a little. If I had to write it, quote, properly, I would have had to write 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and then you'd have to tap on the end of 2 and or the end of 3, and it would just be hard. No, I said it right. You have to tap on the end of 2, like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. I think that would be a struggle. So I like tucky the tucky the tucky 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 the tucky the tucky tucky. So let's do it again. Like tucky the tucky the tucky 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 the tucky the tucky the tucky tucky.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. Tucky the tucky 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 the tucky the tucky 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 the tucky the. Keep doing that, please. It's 5-4. Very good. And we can actually put that inside 4-4. I'll show you that later. Next is 7, which is 3 plus 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. In other words, like, It says the title of it on the sheet, but do you recognize that tune at all?
From Pink Floyd, right?
Did you know it was in an odd meter?
No.
And did you recognize take 5 from the 5 when I was going?
Yeah, I recognize that song. I don't know it though.
That's a famous, like the most famous example of 5 in the West. Dave Brubeck, take 5.
Yeah. I've heard it a bunch. I mean, it's one of those songs that's in the background of stuff, but I've never listened, you know, never like, oh, what is that? And looked it up and listened to it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing great. That was 7. You're tabbing at 7, and so we did 5.
This is what the price increase went to.
Now
I'm learning like a whole new, he's like, now the good stuff comes out.
That's funny. Now this letter I is one of the crown jewels of hearing how all these time signatures fall together. We're going to do the metronome at 6. I don't know if 190 is good, but if we do takida, maybe we should slow it down just a little. I'll put it at 160. Like takida. Now, if you would keep that going, I'm going to change my count, so hold yours tight, okay? Takida. So don't let me throw you off. You ready? Good. Now you see what's happening? We're on the same, now I didn't explain what these little letters mean. You're doing H and O, and I'm doing HCT. What the heck is all that? Well, it's hot cup of tea. So the way to describe what we call the composite rhythm of 3 against 2, like if you take the 2 and the 3 together, what is the resulting rhythm of both of those? And it's hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, hot cup. Like, just, if you would, just say it with me, like, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea. Now, you're going to clap only the words hot and of. Like, hot cup of tea, 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 hot cup of tea. It's harder to be accurate with that as the conical, but in essence, that's what you're doing when you're doing takida takida. Now, if you do takida 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 takida, that's hot cup tea, hot cup tea. So you stay on hot cup tea, takida 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 takida, and I'll go to the other one. Okay, ready? Here we go. Okay, I'm going to slow it down just a little. I'm wondering what the right tempo would be. So you're going to go and keep that going. Now, can you hear the hot cup of tea? Hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea, hot cup of tea. And this is what links the two together. This relationship, either splitting 6 into 2 groups of 3 or 3 groups of 2, is the same relationship we did between E and F.
Yeah.
Like, so if you could do that, and you're going ding, 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 ding. Please do that. Ding, 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 ding. And I could play letter E. Keep doing that. this job. Now I want you to do Hemiola, the two side, where you go, takida, 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 takida. And I'm going to play the exact same music. Here we go. Get when I do the thing presentation, I'm gonna get half the audience to do the two and the other half to do the three, and then play both. Okay, perfect. Now we move to 3/4, and you're looking at the fours first, which is totally fine. So it's taki da 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 taki. Now hold that if you would, and keep doing that. I'm gonna go taka dim, 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 taka dim. Very good. And I don't know if you heard the resulting rhythm. I know that you see all these little letters, but this is past the milk and butter. And this isn't just some random things. Hot cup of tea and pass the milk and butter are the most common. There's a bunch of them, but they're the most common ways to describe 2/3 and 3/4. And so you were actually playing pass the and er. Pass the and er. Keep that going. And er. Pass the. And I got pass the milk and butter. 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 See?
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
And then if you do the three side, now you have to think instead of takida, 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 you have to think takademi, 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 takademi. Now keep that going while I do the four. Takademi, takademi, takida, 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 takida. Sorry, I lost it. So, takademi, takademi, takademi. Okay, not bad. Not bad. We'll put the metronome on. I'm going to still put it on 6 because it'll still work. So you're going to go, or maybe it's that's too hard. We'll just do, oh, no, wait, I got to do it at least on 1. You're going to go, actually, you know what, I could put it on 12. I'll put it on 12 eighth notes. All right, so it sounds like this. Takademi, 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 takademi. Don't ignore mine. It's easy to get sucked in.
I know. But I felt that happen.
I did with you a couple times too. I'll put the metronome. Here we go. Takademi, 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 takademi. Excellent. Excellent job. Fantastic. Fantastic. So what is all this? What do all these, how do all these tie together? Notice that I didn't show you the 5/4 and the 7/4 yet, how they fit in with the 6. But I'm going to show you that now. Let me put it back on 6. So this is like 1, 2, 3, 4, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? So if you want to just tap like letter F, which is 4-4, to me that's the easiest one. And to hold that, and I'm going to play 5-4. Sorry. Yeah, very good. And it kind of works together. Now 7-4, still tapping 4. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Great job. And it kind of all fits. The only one we didn't do is the 2-4. And the reason we didn't do that is because I'm going to use the 3 against 4 polyrhythm to feel the 2. In other words, if you look at letter J, you're doing the first one, taki, takadimi, takadimi. And there's 3 takadimis. But suppose you just felt them in groups of 2 and you went takadimi, takadimi. All right, let me get back to 12 here. If you went takadimi, 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 takadimi. Good, Tyra. So this is, you're doing great. So what I recommend is tap in 4. To me, that's the easiest way. And I'm going to play a little suite of music, which is on the next page. If you look at, it says Rhythm Games Suite. Rhythm Games. Just listen as I play. Like, hold your own with the 4. And remember that all these other time signatures can fit in there. So you're going to go, thank you, thank you. So listen first. So you're tapping letter F. And keep that no matter what happens. Here we go. Fit together?
Yeah.
Great job.